Welcome to yet another episode of Smalley Marriage Radio, brought to you from South Africa. I am your host, Michael Smalley, along with the other host,
A.V. Smalley.
And we are finally continuing our naughty little series called Tonight, an honest, overt, real conversation about how to experience the greatest sex of your life. Now, the last episode we did, my darling, was on the top 10 ways to turn your wife on.
Yes.
And you particularly liked that episode, if I remember correctly. And now we are at the part on the top 10 ways to hack your husband's sex drive. And not to rub it in, but I'd like to describe the scenery right now, because some very precious friends of ours set us up, hooked us up.
Gave us the hookup.
Yep. With an amazing lodge called Dulini River Lodge, which we need to say thank you to them, because the staff, everybody's made us feel like...
kings and queens.
Yes. What did you say at that dinner when we got here?
Well, I mean, it made me think of, you know, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I was like, oh my gosh, they started dating in Botswana.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, this would be incredible. What they experienced. I was like, I think we kind of can know what they probably experienced, because this has been absolutely amazing.
So I declared myself King of Estovia and my wife Queen of Estovia.
Yes.
Which I hope is a made up country. So, all right, top 10 ways to hack your husband's sex drive. Number uno.
Initiate. Don't hesitate.
I know. Totally. When I put that down, I had no intention. But initiate, don't hesitate. So slide over here
and give me a moment.
Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Anyway, that's a classic old 80s NXS song, and I cannot believe we both just sang.
I know. That's pretty funny.
We just lost so many listeners that will probably never tune in ever, ever, ever again. And so, all right, ladies, if you are wanting to spice things up, I don't know if there is a sexier thing a woman can do than initiate sexual intimacy with her husband.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to do it in your own way. Which means your own personality.
Yeah, you are.
Well, with your own personality, I am like quirky, funny, cute initiate. I don't, you know.
You're not like dirty.
That's not me. No.
No. That is not, which is okay.
Yeah.
Cuz I am not, actually. And so, but the initiation, I think the reason why that is such a massive turn on is that's sort of the age old differences between men and women and the levels of testosterone. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to tell guys, some guys marry women with a higher level of testosterone and they're going to be more, wow, that was a massive something that fell from the tree overhead. That was exciting.
That's right. There's monkeys overhead.
There are monkeys everywhere right now, which is really cool. But, you know, so if a guy marries a woman who is, again, higher levels of testosterone, then they're going to be more sexually driven. Testosterone is one of those key ingredients the body has that will drive the sexual need and desire and intensity. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're good for you. That's great, but not all women have a higher levels of testosterone. Obviously, probably the average woman doesn't. And so they tend to have lowered sex drives, and so they tend to not initiate as much. But ladies, that initiation, if you're waiting for the feeling or the desire to initiate, I want to encourage you that might not be you. Mm-hmm. That full desire to really initiate sex might not ever come. And so you're never going to kind of do it. It's one of those things, and we talk about this a lot on our show, is it kind of comes down to choice. Mm-hmm. And that might be one of the choices you make from time to time. I'm not saying, ladies, you got to initiate now 1, 2, 3, 4 times a week. I'm just saying this is one of those big ways that would be very exciting for your husband sexually would be that you step out and kind of initiate sex.
As you were talking, it made me think about this, which could be a negative belief. And we've talked a lot about negative beliefs before, or just an assumption of, oh man, if I initiate today, then it's just going to make his sex drive even higher. And I think that probably that's not true. Just because he can appreciate it, and just because men appreciate it, it's a turn on, doesn't mean that, oh man, the sex drive now is going to be even more so. And it might, that's a conversation to have afterwards, or a conversation to have
later on in this very series. We will help you learn how to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So let's say, Amy, that's a great point to bring up. Let's say a woman does kind of start to initiate a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, husband's like, now every day, every other day, what's the deal? How come you're not? Why does it change? Mm-hmm. And he maybe gets frustrating or annoying or critical. Then we're going to help you learn how to have that conversation as well. But that's a later podcast.
Okay.
So number one is initiate. That's something that'll get your husband going. Now, number two. I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit messed up because when I was making the notes for this podcast series, our daughter, mm-hmm. who was 19 at the time, but now she is 20, as you mm-hmm. informed me about our notes, because it said my 19-year-old said, and you're like, but she's 20. I was like, I know that, but she wasn't when we did the notes. So our now 20-year-old, and I'm quoting here, mm-hmm. on number two said, honestly, do you really even need a list? A list of how to turn your husband on? Because, and I get it, for most men it is kind of it's a pretty simple process to get a man turned on, because we're more turned on easily.
But I think some men do need that emotional connection, or it is important for them to feel safe enough. And so I think that maybe they've been turned down, and because rejection in that way is a huge thing. And so by initiating, and by doing that is something that you're preempting him feeling rejected. And so, yeah, I mean, that I think those go along with each other, that initiating and knowing that he's probably going to be, responsive to your initiation, I think is a good thing.
And the reason I put this in here is that I wanted to encourage the ladies that it's not that crazy difficult to hack your husband's sex drive. This does not take years of planning and education. There are not a lot of knobs that need adjusting to get your husband turned on. And so I want that to be an encouraging thing that yes, most men, mm-hmm. unless there's something wrong,
right,
physically or right. potentially emotionally, then most men do respond pretty quickly and pretty easily. You know, my father, what was that? The word picture I always use is, to turn, a wife on is like he compared women to crock pots.
Yeah.
Right? They need time. They need tender care. You got to turn that crock pot mm-hmm. on early in the morning. A man is more like a microwave oven. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. So is that, so in a sense, is that this is a benefit, and just be thankful. It is.
Be thankful. And appreciate
that. There you go. Appreciate that. Okay.
Number three, be open to change and creativity. Does that scare you at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think because most are people like me, women like me.
More conservative sexually.
More conservative. I have to feel very, very safe and have to feel like our boundaries, like I'm not going to be pushed to change in a way or be creative in a way that doesn't feel honoring or feel like I'm my bound, like...
We have already set the boundary.
Yeah.
That it needs to be honored. Sexual intimacy always has to be mutually honoring. Yes. And so remember, ladies, your husband is not allowed to bully you or bulldoze you or force you to do things that you're uncomfortable with. At the same time, if you are more conservative, it's important to be able to, I have to word this carefully so it doesn't get taken as a pun. Mm-hmm. But you need to be open to change. You need to be open to creativity. You need to be open to trying new things sexually.
Were you about to say flexible?
Yes. I'm so impressed that you actually said it. Now I can't even tease you about it. So, but it's important for a healthy sex life that you're at least open to it. It doesn't mean you're going to be as crazy as... Because look, there's women that are crazy that are...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
my sister!
Stop.
I know.
We don't need to talk about your sweet sister.
I'm too close to my brother-in-law. Sometimes I have to go, Roger, that's my sister. Oh, yeah, I forget. I'm like, I don't want to hear things. So apparently my sister is quite the tiger in bed. Wow. That was wrong.
Yeah.
Everything about that was wrong.
That's not good.
I can own that.
We are so sorry.
Number four. Mm-hmm. Build. Yeah, moving on.
There you go.
Build excitement and anticipate. And let me try that. Anticipation.
And that's huge. I think if you think about the women are more like crockpots. You know, as you're building that excitement, take that as a good thing and a balance between the two of you. If I come to you and I say, you know what, I think tonight's the night or something like that, that can prolong that buildup of and the pleasure of that this is going to happen. Oh, but this is something we talked about. And I just want to, you know, highlight this. As you're building an excitement and anticipation, you don't want to not have follow through. So that would be a big turn on to your husband to create that excitement and anticipation.
And you got
to
close the deal.
You got to close the deal.
Yeah. That would be cruel.
Yeah.
To like kind of start off in the day and be playful and ooh, what do you think? And then whatever. And here's the thing that I want to say. This is popping into my head. So let's say a scenario is a wife is like, yeah, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, she listened to this very podcast, dropping the kids off at school or driving into work.
Yeah.
And then she's like playfully texting and saying things.
Oh, which is awesome. Building anticipation. Yeah, going, excitement. Hey,
tonight's the night.
We're singing.
And then, you know, maybe he says something or maybe something happens and you get your feelings hurt or something doesn't go necessarily totally according to plan, or maybe you thought because you were building anticipation that when you got home from wherever you were that he was going to have roses ready for you or a bath going or, you know, whatever, an expectation didn't get met. Hey, just because things aren't perfect doesn't mean you cannot enjoy sex with each other. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, first of all, don't cock that gun and not shoot it, because that's unfair. That's difficult, especially for men and the hormones that build up.
But your husband can't be a jerk all day.
I didn't say that he can be a jerk. Okay. What I'm saying is that sometimes expectations aren't totally met.
Right.
I'm not talking about he says, I hate you and I never want to see you again. Now just still have sex with him.
Well,
what I'm saying is that, look, the scenario was, I've been playing this up, and when I get home, he's going to have such a romantic environment ready for me.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen.
Right.
That's okay. It doesn't mean that you have to quit on it because everything isn't perfect.
Or let's just say maybe you were thinking this is going to go really well, and something happened with the kids, picking them up from school, or something happened with him at work, and he's really frustrated with his boss, and, you know, all that. Get all that kind of handled and aside. And then I think that one of the things that, again, I think makes our marriage and makes our relationship work is we're able to, I don't know, put them behind us and move on and move forward. So we resolve things. We trust each other that it is resolved. Say, you know, something happened with the kids and say you didn't necessarily handle it the best way, so you didn't validate my feelings the best way, but then we kind of work through it and you do validate my feelings eventually. Well, then I'm not gonna say, oh, well, you know what, I'm just too tired, and now there's like, oh my goodness, I tried really hard, and I know my initial reaction wasn't very positive, but I tried to regroup and I tried to be positive and I tried to understand where you're coming from, and then now there's this letdown. So I do think that as you're building that excitement and anticipation, it's okay to maybe get a little off track and a little detour, but come back to it.
Well, like what I've told clients, you know, we do these intensives, the Smalley Marriage Intensives. So by the way, if your relationship is in crisis, this podcast is wonderful. Mm-hmm. The intensive is even more wonderful. Mm-hmm. So check it out at SmalleyInstitute.com. But when I've had couples, you know, I mean, I've had couples come in, haven't had sex for 9 years. The intensive goes so well, mm-hmm. things are absolutely back on track. And then inevitably, they're really nervous about sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They haven't touched in 9 years. Yeah. What do you do? And I'm telling you, this is why I brought up that point, was my advice to them always is, look, you just have to do it. You got to go for it. There ain't going to be a non-awkward, we haven't touched in 9 years. I'm ready to touch. That's probably not going to happen. So you kind of just need to do it, and the miraculous thing happens when you get naked and when private parts start getting touched. You get turned on, and the hormones kick in, and everything turn, and you end up just fine. So that's why I'm saying it's okay if you were in the mood and suddenly some stuff went off kilter and now suddenly you're not, give it a shot. It'll probably, the you know, nature will take its course. Number five, actually. Now this, you have changed the wording, which I actually like. Number five is, you can, look, there's all kinds of different sex. And we've already talked about what's allowed and what's mm-hmm. not allowed. So if you haven't heard that one, go back to the previous episode or mm-hmm. two episodes ago. And... but here's the deal. Sometimes you're going to have a five-star meal sexually where it's all clicking and you're having foreplay and afterplay and, I mean, everything's wonderful and you're both get to orgasm and climax and it's awesome. Five-star meal.
Well, I would even just say it's the five-star meal of you have a getaway weekend right. or you're at Dulini and you're here and, and you've had a nice dinner and, you know, there's all that that's...
You have a private outdoor area.
That's right, with your own splash pool.
No, a warming pool.
A warming pool.
That closer option. I actually wanted to do this podcast naked in the warming pool, and you were unwilling.
That would be way too awkward. Which so is okay. sometimes there are the
sometimes
getaway
it's amazing. Yes. And sometimes it's a very romantic evening, and you go out, and there's yes. anticipation has been created, and it's just everything is clicking. That's great. Hey, guess what? Sometimes it's meat and potatoes. It's not a five-star meal. It's a meat and potato. Meat and potatoes are good. That's Talk right. to the Irish. They lived off of that stuff.
Well, it's what is normal. And I think that you can't it's, always
we
be
We got
as...
three kids. They're all young. We're going to squeeze this in.
Yeah.
You know, between all the chaos. And no, it's not like the greatest thing ever in the history of mankind set up. But you can still enjoy each other, and you need to appreciate the meat and potatoes.
That's right. You have an hour and or 2 hours. You know, you have an wow. hour. You have an hour together. That's maybe more the meat and potatoes. You know, that you're able to okay put all the kids to bed, and now this is our time that we've you know that we have together.
I want to go back to this 2 hour comment.
Oh, stop! But then, so there's the
sometimes
meat and potatoes.
You it, get
it's fast food.
Yes,
it just is.
It's a quickie. And sometimes, ladies, I get it. You're kind of not in the mood, but your husband's kind of yearning. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to have a fast food, a quickie from time to time. And again, I'm not saying like every single time, but to dishonor the fast food or to dishonor mm-hmm. the quickie is not healthy. It's okay. Life happens. There's times where it might be just for one of you. And that's totally fine. That's again, sex is one of the ways you can serve each other.
Hey, but you know what? Just like it's not healthy to always eat fast food.
Right.
It is not healthy just to have fast food.
That's why I said from time to time.
Time to time. That's right.
You just don't have to banish it. You can get a healthy, what can you get? Like a chicken Caesar salad wrap at McDonald's? It's not terrible for your body.
Chick-fil-A, those little chicken minis, that's good to have every now and then.
Number six, enjoy sex with your husband. Mm. Because guess what? Believe it or not, your husband really does want you to enjoy sex as well. I think there's been too many negative beliefs for too long that women think, which we're going to get into this, actually on number seven, where they're like, oh, he doesn't even care if I'm there. Those That's are comments right. we hear in intensives yeah. all the time. Oh, it wouldn't even matter, like, if I was awake, or, oh, come on. Knock it up. First of all, yeah, that'd be pretty messed up. Second of all, that's just not true.
That's pretty messed
you didn't marry an evil dude. I want my wife to enjoy sex as much as I do. And so if you're not enjoying it, or if you're being bland, or if you're laying there like a limp noodle, that's not as fun for your husband.
No. Well, and it goes back to the fast food thing. I'm just going to, just real quick. If
you got
to
go back.
You got to have the conversation again about, okay, we have had way too much fast food. We need to have a five-star meal.
Or I would like to have.
I would like to have a five-star meal, and then I can kind of go back to one, two, and three, you know, go back to building the anticipation, open it, but I'm going to need to have more of a five-star meal. Or our meat and potatoes need to actually have a little bit more seasoning, you know. And so I want to let you know, I'm not totally dishonoring, or I don't want to dishonor our sex life, but... Yeah, and phrase it in a more positive way, but that's good. Yeah.
And if there's things that aren't working for you, it's awesome to communicate with your husband what you enjoy. He will. That's a turn on too.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing just what you enjoy and what pleasures you. Number 7, stop criticizing him for being a man.
Yeah.
Sex isn't just for pleasure for dudes, ladies. It's also our way to bond with you and connect with you emotionally. And I've said this before, but I know people don't listen to every single podcast, even though you should, and it's a little bit hurtful that you don't. But that men connect emotionally through physical contact. So stop saying to your husband, if you're doing this, oh my gosh, all you ever want is sex. No, because what you're really saying is, oh my gosh, you really care about me, and all you ever want to do is connect with me on a deep emotional level. It is different for men and women. I get it. And that's, by the way, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
The men here, hey, I got to honor my wife. And what does she need to connect with me emotionally? And gentlemen, do it. But ladies, same to you. Your husband isn't just wanting the orgasm. He loves the whole thing of sexual intimacy because he feels closer to you. He feels a deeper sense of connection. And the more you criticize him for that, the more discouraged he's going to feel, and the more like a failure he's going to feel. And then, yeah, it's not good.
Absolutely. And I will say, there's a part of me that as the female in this duo, connecting emotionally, I think that, and I've said this before, but I think that sometimes men sexualize their emotions as far as if I'm feeling frustrated,
they're
stressed. And so they think that if I need to have sex because I'm so stressed out. I think there is a biological component.
I actually don't even think they think I need to have sex because I'm stressed out. I think they confuse it, and they become very sexually oriented because of their stress. And so a lot of times what men have to learn is that, wait a minute, maybe I'm being so horny or so turned on right now because I'm not dealing with something else. Especially if they're out of balance.
And I think having that conversation is important, and having it in a positive way. But when it gets too far out of balance, yes, it does need to be, does need to be addressed, and it is a big deal. But I think that's good.
Number 8, leave the lights on for a possible change. Men do tend to be visually turned on. So men like to see the naked body, and they want to, they enjoy lingerie, and they enjoy the show, and they enjoy being able to see having sex with their wife. Visual stimulation is really big for a guy.
Yeah.
And so, it doesn't always have to be dark. And I get it, ladies. I like in our marriage, I'm the one who's far more insecure with my body than you are, my lovely wife. And so I totally get. I get it that having the lights on might just be allowing you to actually have sex. Or, I'm sorry, having the lights off. And so, I get it, but at the same time, we need to serve each other and honor each other, and that's just a fun way to be able to mix it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing? You got nothing on that one?
No, I think, as you were talking...
Do you like the lights on or off? I'd be curious.
I like them off.
Off, yeah.
Lord! I like ambiance lights.
Right.
Actually,
that's kind of a funny thing, because sometimes we have, like, we're at a hotel or somewhere where it can be pitch black. That can be kind of fun, too, because you're trying to find each other in the dark. It's like, oh, who is this? Number nine. And I think this even made the ladies list, but be affirming.
Yes.
Your husband wants to be encouraged too. And
yes.
Don't criticize him if he's gained a little weight or if he's a little flabbier because he's gotten older. You want to be kind and you want to be affirming. That's always a turn on, and it's a turn on for both sexes.
Absolutely. And we talked about this before, but the idea for me to be affirming is to be able to experience pleasure with each other. And I think that we can all experience pleasure with each other. And I think that's important.
Yes, it is. Number 10.
How is this for a guy a good thing? Plan sex.
Mm-hmm. Look, that planning sex is also a part.
Because I thought guys just wanted spontaneity and, you know, maybe I'll think about it in the morning, but then I'll tell you at night and make you, you know.
Most men can enjoy spontaneity, right? Far more than a woman can.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, ladies, in the morning,
right?
If you rolled over in the morning and said you want to do it, he's in. Like, I ain't going to take a long, you know, conversation to get him going. So, yes. However, the reason I like having planned sex here, and I have it at number 10, is your life gets busy. Mm-hmm. And if you're not planning, if you're not being intentional, if you're not talking about it, you're not going to be doing it potentially as much as maybe your husband would enjoy or as either of you would enjoy. And so it's important to talk with each other. Talk with your husband. Discover how many times, you know, would he enjoy having sex in a month? Because that's, you know, we've talked about that before, sex, and we'll get into it when sex kind of goes wrong. Mm-hmm. What happens now, like, mm-hmm. it ain't healthy. Mm-hmm. Then probably one of the most common reasons your sex life isn't healthy is your expectations on frequency. Mm-hmm. And the reason that happens is because no one ever talks about it. So this gets you into a conversation, at least, that you can understand your husband's expectations. And then, again, it's about honoring each other. So that's where we meet in the middle.
Okay.
But planning also helps with your busy schedules. Because I know most couples today, we didn't really do this. This is actually something I felt like we did very good. We never allowed our kids, really, for the most part, to ever be involved in more than one thing at a time. Because we had three kids. And I was like, hey, I have a life too. And we have a relationship too. And we need to have self-care. And I'm not going to spend my days running kids from one thing to another. So plan it out.
I would say, as you're planning sex, really what you're doing is you're prioritizing sex. And you're and I think for a man to know, and now we're tipping more into even like maybe a relational component too, is I hear this a lot. Sometimes they'll feel like, well, the children have taken over, you know, and so we can never have sex, or we can never really, it's never really about us anymore because, you know, she sleeps in the children's rooms. And
or he does.
She does. And so, and then we can't have sex, and that's kind of really, she's not saying no, but she's creating an environment where no is probably sort of going common, to be the answer.
Yeah, it's the common experience.
Unless you actually wake her up in someone, you know, in the child's room.
Which isn't the best scenario. That's not very healthy
either.
No.
So being able to talk through that and planning that and prioritizing that, and as you're prioritizing that piece of your relationship and that piece of, because it is important. And if it's important, then it's important enough to plan.
It is. And talk about it, which is also sexy for a man. It's a win-win. All right, well, those are the top 10 ways to hack your husband's sex drive. Next week, we're going to get into the biggest killer of sexual intimacy. So stay tuned, keep listening. We appreciate you. This is a sayonara from South Africa. All about the specters that we had to see. Yeah, I wanted to be the melody.